The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
We know today a handful of FBI agents searched Biden's beach house for 3.5 hours, but you might recall the search on Mar-a-Lago back in August took all day.
The White House is in a free fall. I mean, they've adopted a position of not answering questions that is neither legally nor practically sustainable.
Now, from the relieffactor.com. Studios.
Here's Mike Gallagher.
Boy, oh boy, are we going to be in for a ride over the next couple of years, huh? Get ready, buckle up, because it's going to get real bumpy. President Trump swiping at Nikki Haley's dishonor. President Trump calling Ron DeSantis a rhino globalist. President Trump is once again taking incoming from all sides, and people seem surprised that he is repeating his strategy of 2016. It's what he does. And, of course, he's got lots of supporters. He's got lots of us who are in his corner who realize how much was accomplished. But, you know, it's hard to shake off the realization that there are people, Trump supporters, who are turned off by his criticism, and it seems to be uniquely about Ron DeSantis. There's something about his criticism of Ron DeSantis that is sticking in the craw of many, many people. And yet, you know, he once again gets vindicated, as he does over and over and over again, this time by the Progressive Journalism Magazine, Congressional Journalism Review. This is the story that the mainstream media will never, ever touch. As Michael Schellenberger, who we're following on Twitter, posted yesterday, for years, people ridiculed Trump's claim that he was a victim of fake news about alleged collusion with Russia. Now, a major new investigation by a Pulitzer Prize-winning former New York Times reporter in America's leading journalism magazine proves that he was. The Columbia Journalism Review, four-part series, chapter and verse of how the media lied, how the mainstream media is rotten to the core in its level of corruption in trying to take Trump out with a phony Russian collusion narrative. This is a progressive magazine, the Columbia Journalism Review. And Trump was right. Trump was right. The media's mishandling of Russiagate is not only responsible for a lot of damage that's been done to Donald Trump, but responsible for the declining trust in the media itself, argues this Columbia Journalism Review series. Here's the problem. Okay, now what? It's like too little too late. The damage has been done. The media won't touch this Columbia Journalism Review report. You'll see it. You'll probably hear about it on Fox News or talk radio on the Salem News Channel. You hear about it in conservative quarters. You're not going to hear it anywhere else. They're not going to touch it. You think they're going to cover an expose of how corrupt they are and what they did to Trump? Are you kidding? So I get frustrated. I cannot tell you how many emails, texts, and phone calls I'm getting from people who claim to be Trump supporters and say that you're not going to support him now because of the way he's criticizing Ron DeSantis. Now, on the one hand, I don't want to dismiss, I don't want to falsely accuse people of being something they're not. I mean, I have a lot of suspicion. Are you really a Trump supporter or not? Because I suspect real Trump supporters aren't saying this. But there are a lot of people who have been calling me saying, no, Mike, I am. I voted for him twice. I'm a Trump supporter. I believe in him. But it's time to turn the page. It's time to look at somebody like DeSantis and Trump's criticism of DeSantis, for example, by calling him a rhino and a globalist, isn't helpful. I listen. You get to feel the way you feel. You get to believe the way you believe, and maybe you're right. Bottom line here is there's been a lot of damage done. And I don't know how to put the toothpaste back into the tube. How do you undo the damage that these, pardon my language, sorry, but how do you undo the damage that these bastards in the news media have inflicted upon President Trump and millions of us who support him? I don't know the answer. Maybe you do. 800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453. It's Groundhog Day. I don't know if the Groundhog saw his shadow, didn't see his shadow. They're all marching around in Pennsylvania with their top hats on. I know a lot of people are not thinking much about a groundhog. They're trying to stay warm and stay safe. Be careful. Lots of ice, lots of snow, lots of frigid temperatures throughout much of the country. So hunker down. Stay warm. 800-655-MIKE is our toll-free number if you want to join. I got to stop saying toll-free. I date myself, don't I, when I say that? Because nobody does toll-free calls anymore. Every call's toll-free. You got a phone, right? I guess if you have a landline. All right, if you're on your landline, it's toll-free to call me at 800-655-6453. Everywhere else, it's just a phone call. Join me, 800-655-MIKE. Press 1 to come on air, 2 to leave a voicemail. Text us your comments on the MyPillow text line. And honestly, I know some people are going to be mad at me for even mentioning this. I'm just reacting to what I'm hearing from people. And people are saying to me, I don't like Trump calling Ron DeSantis a rhino globalist. Sorry. Don't shoot the messenger. And that's all I am. I'm just the lowly messenger here on the Mike Gallagher Show. 800-655-MIKE. I hope you join us. Oh, good news. Tracy confirms it. Punxsutawney Phil did see his shadow. I don't know what that means. Maybe that'll be our next chapter. Oh, boy.
Watch the Mike Gallagher Roundtable exclusively on the Salem News Channel. Mike's team, Derek, Tracy, Yuri, and Eric, share their opinions on the biggest stories Mike discusses every day. Get your seat on the Mike Gallagher Roundtable at the start of every hour on the Mike Gallagher Show, only on Salem News Channel.
MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You've helped MyPillow become one of the most extraordinary success stories in America today. Well, now Mike Lindell wants to give back exclusively to you, a Mike Gallagher listener. The Percale and Giza Dream bed sheet sets are available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're on sale now for as low as $29.98 with our listener promo code MikeG. Order today because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale and Giza Dream Sheets are breathable. They have a cool, crisp feel made from the finest cotton on earth. Comes with a 10-year warranty, a 60-day money-back guarantee, Don't miss out on this amazing offer. There's a limited supply, so be sure to order today. Get them while they're hot. Call 800-928-6034. 800-928-6034. Use the promo code MikeG or call 800-928-6034. 800-928-6034. Or go to MyPillow.com. Look for the Mike Gallagher Radio Special Square. Click on that box. And with anything you order, be sure to enter the promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. Or call 800-928-6034 like we love to sing.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Promo code MikeG.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
I roll out of bed. I have people attacking me from all angles. You know, the good thing about it is when you're an elected executive, you have to make all kinds of decisions. The people are able to render a judgment on that, whether they reelect you or not. And I'm happy to say we won with the highest percentage of the vote that any Republican governor candidate has in the history of the state of Florida.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
Here's a great text message on the MyPillow text line brought to you by MyPillow. Mike Lindell rolling out the MyPillow 2.0. This is a really big deal, and I hope you recognize it. If you love your MyPillow, Mike has reinvented it and made it even better. Now it's got a temperature control fiber in it that absolutely keeps the pillow nice and cool all through the night. Buy one, get one free as the introductory special for the MyPillow 2.0. So go to MyPillow.com, look for the Mike Gallagher Radio Specials Square, click on that box, and with anything you order, enter the promo code MikeG so you could save a bunch of money, including getting the MyPillow 2.0. Buy one, get one free. You have your same level of comfort. You get the green, the yellow, whatever you have, stick with that, but order the 2.0. And you're going to see what a pillow is like that stays cool. This temperature-regulating fiber is a game-changer. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. Or call 800-928-6034. 800-928-6034. Like we love to sing.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Promo code MikeG. So here's a text on the MyPillow text line. Expecting Trump policies without Trump is like buying a Volkswagen and expecting Mercedes-Benz quality. It just won't work. And that's what Lindsey Graham said the other night, and he's right. You know, I brag on this team I have because I've got the smartest behind-the-scenes folks in broadcasting. And everybody has a different skill set. In fact, at the top of every hour, if you watch us on the Salem News Channel, I bring the team in because I'm so impressed by the insights of Eric and Yuri and Derek and Tracy. And Tracy, our phone screener, just had made a great point about all of these people. Well, I love Trump, but I like DeSantis more because, you know, Trump is mean and he's calling DeSantis names. You know, as Tracy pointed out, we have been inundated by the left telling us all about everybody's feelings for years. It's all about feelings. It's never about facts. It's never about logic. It's about how you feel. You feel a certain way, that's how you are. You identify a certain way, that's how you are. It's how you feel. If you feel, that trumps everything else, okay? Could it be that we've become so conditioned to putting our feelings ahead of common sense that that's causing people to say, well, I don't like Trump calling Ron DeSantis names. I don't think he's being such a meanie. And poor Ron DeSantis. Listen, first of all, Ron DeSantis is a tough guy. He's a big boy. He can take criticism from the guy who very well may be his political rival. Trump sees DeSantis and all the Republicans who are considering running, including Nikki Haley, as political rivals. They need to be vanquished. He needs to pick them off one by one like he did in 2016. That's how he thinks. That's how he sees this. And I don't think there's any reason to believe he's going to do anything differently. So, you know, Mark Davis and I were talking about this morning in Dallas. Mark said, but it feels like something's different this time. Is something different about Trump going after DeSantis? Well, you know what may be different? For the last 4 years, we've been hearing about everybody's feelings all the time. You know what's different? Maybe we're getting brainwashed into thinking that our feelings are more important than what's best for the country. That's the only thing that's changed. Trump isn't going to change. You ever see what he accomplished in the 4 years he was president? You just text the keyword Trump to 1-800-655-MIKE. We'll send you back the link of Trump accomplishments. Then there was an updated version. You could text more Trump. If you got the first version we sent you back, you could text more Trump to 800-655-6453. We'll send you back an additional list of accomplishments during the 4 years of the Trump presidency. And then I would respectfully ask you to come back to Earth. Read it and come back to reality. Like Austin just texted, Rhino is hardly the harshest thing Ron DeSantis has ever been called. You ought to be in Florida and listen to what the left says about Ron DeSantis. Rhino is a compliment. Globalist is nothing compared to the way the left characterizes Ron DeSantis. So I think we just have a lot of touchy-feely people, and I don't like seeing our people turn into this touchy-feely bunch. But I think Tracy's right. We're just so used to, oh, how do you feel? Oh, are you feeling bad today? Oh, did Trump call DeSantis a meanie word? Oh, no, I'm with DeSantis. I don't want Trump anymore. Sorry to be crass here, but grow the hell up. Grow up. Mike's in Michigan, 800-655-MIKE, our toll-free number in the ReliefFactor.com studios. I did it again. Stop me from saying toll-free. Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing great today, Mike.
Good.
Hey, I've got just two simple points for you. Number one, Trump is a fighter, and a fighter is going to fight. That's what we need. You need someone who is going to fight against the deep state and against the left.
Yep.
And anyone who stands in his way, he is going to fight them. That's how he's built. The second point is most of the baggage that people talk about with Trump are things that the left made up. There was
right.
Russian collusion. There was both impeachments. There was the Mar-a-Lago raid.
Yep.
There was General Flynn that they went after.
Yep.
All of this was stuff that
all
didn't
bogus.
Occur. They made it up.
It was all bogus.
You don't think, exactly, you don't think they're going to do this to Ron DeSantis?
Of course they will.
It never occurred. They made it up.
Of course they will. Great points. Thank you, sir. Ted in Venice, Florida. One open line, 800-655-MIKE. Hello, Ted.
Hey, Mike.
Hey.
I'm a Republican living here in Florida.
Yes, sir.
And he's the best governor in the country. This is how I feel about this. We can't go back and correct what happened with Trump and the media, even though you're absolutely right. They did him wrong.
Sure did.
However, I'm of the ilk, and I'm 64 years old. We need to stop having people run this country who are in their 70s and 80s. If he would unify with DeSantis and they would put their heads together, DeSantis would win 40 states.
Well, not only that, or Trump would win 40 states on a Trump-DeSantis ticket. There'd be no stopping them. And a lot could happen between now and Election Day. Chris in Anderson, South Carolina. Hi, Chris.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Good. How you doing today?
Good. I agree with the last caller that, you know, on the fact that DeSantis would win a lot of states. But to my point that I called about is it's unnecessary for Trump to do this. I'm going to vote for him no matter what. But it will push a lot of people away in today's climate.
But isn't that strange? Why are people surprised at Trump being Trump? There's nothing new about this.
The reason people are surprised is DeSantis is Trump's mini-me. Do you know what I'm saying? He's like Trump in so many different ways, and he is the best governor in the country.
But I got to tell you something, my friend. I don't think Ron DeSantis would appreciate being called Trump's mini-me. Not sure that would go over well there in the governor's office. I appreciate your call very much. Portions of our show brought to you by Fellowship Home Loans. Call 800-510-MIKE or go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. Welcome home, Fellowship Home Loans. Speaking of welcome home, they say that at Disney World all the time. I did a Disney trip this last week with some family members. Had just a great time. There's a ride at Disney World, by the way, that is I'm going to tell you right now, it's the best ride I've ever been on in my life. It's called, it's at Pandora, which is, I've never seen the Avatar movies. I have no idea. They're big, tall, blue creatures. But they got this whole theme park now at Disney World that is all, you know, surrounding Pandora. And they've got a ride called Avatar Flight of Passage. You get on this, like, flight simulator thing, and you're riding a Banshee. You're riding an Ikran. And you fly through Naive or Nuvu or Nububu or something. I don't know where you're flying, but it's beautiful. And you smell the green and the bananas. I don't know. It's just the coolest thing. You go through water and you get a little mist of water. And it's a flight simulator. The technology they do with these rides now, unbelievable. But I'm going to present to you a trip that puts going to a theme park to shame. There is nothing like walking where Jesus walked. I'm just telling you, it will change you forever. And Dennis Prager and I are once again hosting a group of folks who watch and listen to our shows to the Holy Land. We're going to Israel October 25th. It's the Stand With Israel Tour 2023. Already many, many people are signing up. I don't want you to miss out on sailing the Sea of Galilee on wooden boats that are replicas of the kind Jesus sailed on. I don't want you to miss praying at the Wailing Wall. I don't want you to miss walking through the Garden of Gethsemane and thinking about how he suffered for us. Going along the stations of the cross, the Via Dolorosa, the old city of Jerusalem. It is here. It's coming. It's October. And now's the time to get all the details. Go to standwithisraeltour.com if you'd like to get more information about the 2023 Prager Gallagher Stand With Israel Tour. Go to standwithisraeltour.com, or you could just text, if you'd like, we could text the keyword Israel to our text line, which is 800-655-MIKE, and we'll send you back the link where you can get all the information about the itinerary. Just text Israel to 800-655-6453. Or if you're ready, pick up the phone and call our friends at Inspiration Tours for any question you might ask them. Any question you might have, there is no vaccine requirement. There's no vaccine passport. There's no mandate to get in or out of Israel or to travel through Israel. But if you want to talk to them, give them a call, 855-565-5519. 855-565-5519. Or go to standwithisraeltour.com. Come join us in the Holy Land October 25th. The Stand With Israel Tour 2023.
Want the Mike Gallagher Show 24/7? There's an app for that. Go to MikeOnline.com.
She's been looking like a queen in a sailor's dream, and she don't always say what she really means. Sometimes I think it's a shame.
Is your source for breaking news and what to make of it all. This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
We know today a handful of FBI agents searched Biden's beach house for 3.5 hours, but you might recall the search on Mar-a-Lago back in August took all day.
The White House is in a free fall. I mean, they've adopted a position of not answering questions that is neither legally nor practically sustainable.
Now, from the relieffactor.com
Gallagher.com studios. Here's Mike Gallagher.
Wow, what a mess. Now Hunter Biden wants the Justice Department to investigate and prosecute the people involved in the exposing of his laptop. So much for, well, it could be mine. Maybe not. This is the first time that Hunter Biden and his lawyers have admitted that the so-called laptop from hell is his. That's why they want the Justice Department now to prosecute Rudy Giuliani and even the computer shop guy. They want him to go to jail, I guess. So what a train wreck. Jonathan Turley is right. The White House is kind of in a free fall over a lot of this stuff. Speaking of being in a free fall, I got to deal with you, and I got to just take this on head first. I had dinner last night with a friend of mine who is sort of an advisor. I bounce a lot of ideas off of him. Real smart guy. Solid conservative, big Trump supporter like me. And he and I were talking about the way the next year or so is going to play out. This morning, President Trump was a guest on Hugh Hewitt's show. And trashed all of his, you know, was really critical of all of his Republican opponents. He has called Ron DeSantis a rhino globalist. This morning he told Hugh that DeSantis had tears streaming down his face, begging me to endorse him. And when I endorsed him, he won the governor's race. And I pointed out to my friend that I'm getting a lot of pushback from Trump supporters over Trump's criticism of Ron DeSantis. And I said, I'm gonna share that, you know, on air. Why not? I mean, I'm just stating a reality. He says, don't do it. They're going to accuse you of criticizing and trashing Trump. And I told my friend, I said, Ron, they're not going to accuse me of criticizing. I'm not criticizing Trump. People know where I stand with Donald Trump. It was the best president of my life. He was the best president I've ever seen or experienced. Are you kidding me? Every day I remind people about Trump's accomplishments. I send out a list of Trump's accomplishments. I'm with Lindsey Graham, who said, you're not going to have Trumpism without Trump. Nobody thinks I'm trashing Trump by accurately pointing out that there are people who are critical of Trump for trashing DeSantis. He said, don't do it. They're going to call it. They're going to say you're a traitor. You're turning against Trump. I said, they're not going to say that. Nobody's going to think that. I mean, and so almost as if on cue, look at this email I got today from Harold and Pat in Florida. Mike, my wife and I have been listeners for 23 years. We saw you last year in Orlando. We were the ones wearing MAGA Republican t-shirts from your website. Why are you now trashing Trump? We love him and think he's the one to rescue us from the Dems. You used to love him too. You are sounding like Hugh Hewitt now and the rest of the media. Wait a minute. What in the world have I said to give anybody an indication? Because I'm accurately reporting that people, you know how many people write and text and call me? Hey, Harold and Pat, you want to see my text messages? You want to read my, we get about 1,000 emails a day. Now, you want me to just ignore what people are saying? I'm not ignoring it. I'm not going to pretend, and I'm not going to acquiesce to my friend's advice because of people like Harold and Pat who are going to turn on me for pointing out that people are turning on Trump. I don't like it, and I don't like any of it. You want to know best case scenario in Mike's world? That Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis are on the ticket in 2024, and they take about 45 states. Because there'd be no stopping them. Now, I don't know if that's even possible. People say, nah, Trump's personality wouldn't allow that. No, DeSantis's personality. He wouldn't want to be the number two guy. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. Let's see what happens. Let's see how this unfolds. But to dear Harold and Pat, let me please hope that you will hear me. I am not criticizing or trashing or denigrating Donald Trump in any way, shape, or form by reporting to you what people are saying to me. That's my job. I'm a talk show host. People write. People call. People text. And I've got a ton of people who are saying, I don't want Trump to trash DeSantis. I don't like it. I voted for Trump twice. Now I'm going to support DeSantis because I think DeSantis is better. Lindsey Graham was right. You ain't going to have Trumpism without Trump. I don't care who it is. And I get that people are mad at me for being a Trump supporter, but hearing people be mad at me because I'm sharing with you what people are honestly saying to me, that blows my mind. That blows my mind. So, Harold, I love you. I'm grateful for your 23 years of support. You owe me an apology because I'm not trashing Trump in any way, shape, or form. Here was the 45th president on with my colleague, Hugh Hewitt, this morning on the Hugh Hewitt Show.
But Ron DeSantis got elected because of me. You remember he had nothing. He was dead. He was leaving the race. He came over and he begged me for an endorsement. He was getting ready to drop out. I gave him an endorsement, and as soon as I gave that endorsement, in fact, I said, you're going to have a hard time. He was running against Adam Putnam, the commissioner of agriculture. He had a massive lead. He's been running for 8 years while he was commissioner. He had $40 million in cash. I believe it was 40. And he was up in the poll massively by, you know, tremendous, but not catchable, not even catchable. He said, if you endorse me, I'll win. And there were tears coming down from his eyes. He said, if you endorse me, I'll win.
There were tears coming down his eyes. Well, I don't know if Ron DeSantis was weeping when he asked for Donald Trump's endorsement. Obviously, that's a disparaging thing. He's saying it to be critical. He called DeSantis a rhino globalist. And there are plenty of people who have that criticism of Governor DeSantis. So he's not alone. I am simply sharing with you that there is a growing number of people who voted for Trump twice who are turned off by his criticism of Ron DeSantis. I'm not trying to start anything. I'm not trying to chip away at anything. I don't have a hidden agenda. You know exactly where I stand. Do we have the Lindsey Graham cut about not having Trump, not having Trumpism without Trump? That was from yesterday. I don't think we got to it. Let's see if we can pull that out of the archives, Yuri. Because Senator Graham is right. You could sit around and say, well, yeah, and all of this. I mean, how many times have you heard me say, you think the mainstream media is going to be gentler and kinder to Ron DeSantis than they have been to Trump? Give me a break. They'll go after DeSantis with 100 times more viciousness than they went after Trump. And how vicious were they with Trump? Let me tell you how vicious they were with Trump. The media did something, the mainstream media did something that is one of the most shocking scandals in the history of the American media. And the progressive magazine, the Columbia Journalism Review, just put out a four-part series condemning the corrupt media's Trump-Russia collusion hoax. It was a hoax, and the media was in on it. And a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist named Jeff Gerth, he's a guy who had been in the media for years with the New York Times, very much a journalist with a capital J, he explained why he wrote this series. At the Columbia Journalism Review, he said, I've avoided opining in my more than 50 years as a reporter. This time, however, I felt obligated to weigh in. Why? Because I'm worried about journalism's declining credibility and society's increasing polarization. After the 2016 presidential election, Gerth, in this Columbia Journalism Review series, writes that the New York Times produced a steady stream of stories about whether Trump conspired with Russians to win the election without knowing whether that allegation was actually true. It was corrupt. It was utter garbage what they did to Trump. And it's disgusting. And they won't touch this Columbia Journalism Review series. You should read it. If you text the keyword Columbia to the MyPillow text line, which is 800-655-MIKE, we'll send it back to you because you're going to want to read this. Then remember, this is a progressive journalism magazine, Columbia Journalism Review. As Michael Schellenberger, who I want to try to get on our show, he's a guy that's been writing, he's a former progressive, I think. He tweeted last night, for years, people ridiculed Trump's claim that he was a victim of fake news about alleged collusion with Russia. Now a major new investigation by a Pulitzer Prize-winning former New York Times reporter in America's leading journalism magazine proves that Trump was right. He was a victim of fake news. And only now it's coming out. It's shameful. 1-800-655-MIKE. You're going to want to read this. Again, the media won't touch you with a 10-foot pole because they're shameless, because they're corrupt, because they reek of corruption. They're not just inept. They're corrupt. And they're still doing everything they can to prevent Trump's return. And it sickens me. And it absolutely infuriates me when nice people like Harold and Pat think I'm somehow being critical of Trump when I'm trying to just accurately present what's happening in the world around us. 1-800-655-MIKE. Join us, 800-655-6453.
If you miss any part of the Mike Gallagher Show, you can hear all the important moments from the show when you subscribe to the Mike Gallagher Show podcast. Find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe to the Mike Gallagher Show podcasts today. The Mike Gallagher Show.
The police arrested the 22-year-old son of a surgeon in Kennebunkport, Maine, called Francis Carroll. Now, in case you're wondering who these people are, well, they come from the key Democratic demographic, which, of course, is not people of color, working people. That's nonsense. The key Democratic demographic is upscale professionals and their lunatic children.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
Tucker Carlson was right, and he's also, boy, he does not like Lindsey Graham. But Lindsey Graham, the senator from South Carolina, was on the campaign trail in South Carolina for President Trump the other day and said he knocked it out of the park. Listen.
Times have you heard we like Trump policies, but we want somebody new. There are no Trump policies without Donald Trump. I was there. We live in a dangerous world right now. The good news for the Republican Party, there are many, many talented people for years to come, but there is only one Donald Trump.
He's right. He's totally right. And, you know, Lindsey Graham should serve as a cautionary tale for people who are so skittish and squeamish about Trump with his sharp elbows taking on his political challengers. Look what he did with Lindsey Graham when Lindsey Graham briefly ran for president. Or Ted Cruz. I mean, and he works closely with all of them now. It's what he does. Tracy, our screener and office manager here in our studios, has a great theory about why people are turning on Trump now for DeSantis. Because, and they're saying, I don't like the way he's criticizing Ron DeSantis. First of all, Ron DeSantis is a big boy. He can take care of himself. He's not in a puddle, you know, hyperventilating because Trump is criticizing him. Anybody who's going to challenge Trump is going to get criticized by Trump. Period. They know that. They know that going in. And Tracy has this great theory that really resonates with me. For years now, the last few years, all we hear about from the progressives and the progressive mainstream media is, our feelings. How do you feel? Oh, do you feel that way? Oh, well then, I saw somebody the other day is going to withdraw from the Tony Awards. You know, I love Broadway and theater. And a non-binary actor is upset that they don't have a non-binary category for best actor or best actress in a Tony Awards. So he has withdrawn, or they have withdrawn from competition. It's like, okay, well, then don't get a Tony Award. But this person feels, slighted by not having this category. All these feelings that people have, everybody has of, I feel like Ron DeSantis shouldn't be criticized by Donald Trump, so I'm turning away from Donald Trump. I voted for him twice. I know what he accomplished, but this is just too much that he's criticizing Ron DeSantis. There's nothing different about this. My chat this morning with Mark Davis, we're going to play it for you here in a little bit. Mark said, yeah, it feels different this time with Trump criticizing. That's nothing different. It's Ted Cruz all over again. It's Lindsey Graham all over again. What's different? The people who are turning away from Trump, I believe, would have largely turned away from him anyway. Now, that doesn't mean you don't feel the way you feel. And I am going to acknowledge your feelings. You feel like it's time to look at somebody else. Let me break it to you. Ron DeSantis hasn't announced anything. I have no idea if Ron DeSantis is going to throw his hat in the ring. He very well may not. We know Nikki Haley did, speaking of South Carolina, the former governor and ambassador in the Trump administration. Boy, Greg Kelly over at Newsmax sort of went scorched earth on Ambassador Nikki Haley yesterday. As a veteran of law enforcement.
Wow, big mistake. I mean, these career politicians, right? They really stand for nothing, because I do remember, and I'm going to show you right now, Nikki Haley saying that she would never do what she's going to do.
Still has a lot of popularity. If he runs again in 2024, will you support him?
Yes.
If he decides that he's going to run, would that preclude any sort of run that you would possibly make yourself?
I would not run if President Trump ran.
How about that? She's doomed. Her candidacy is doomed right here. This clip. She can't be a candidate for president. And what's the rush? She's 40-something. There's time.
That's Greg Kelly claiming that Nikki Haley's presidential race is doomed. Doomed, I tell you. Portions of our show brought to you by ConsumersResearch.org. These woke activists, man, all their feelings. And, oh, I feel slighted. Now there's a group of investment firms that Americans entrust with our pensions and our retirements. They're playing that woke politics feely, touchy-feely game with our money, without our consent, without our knowledge. Big firms like BlackRock and others that control trillions are using their dollars, those dollars, to advance the woke ideology through this social scoring program called ESG. They claim it promotes corporate responsibility. What they're really doing is using Americans' hard-earned money to finance their political agenda. Number of state leaders are fighting back. A lot more are joining in, letting firms like BlackRock know they can't play politics with our pensions. To learn more about this great organization, Consumers Research, the group that's been defending consumers against fraud and abuse for decades and still are, go to ConsumersResearch.org. ConsumersResearch.org. That's ConsumersResearch.org. Charlotte is in Dallas, Texas. The Big D. You guys, are you thawing out yet from the ice storm, Charlotte?
Not quite. Probably tomorrow we'll start.
Well, hang in there and be careful. Stay warm. Be careful.
Thank you.
So what's up? What do you think?
Well, I mostly agree with you most of the time, but I think Trump was put here for a time when he did, and he started all these policies, but I think the word is dead. How, you know, we don't know if he can do it again. And I think these other people, DeSantis and the rest of them, will be just as strong in pushing, and he can still play a part in it.
Why did you vote for him?
Oh, absolutely.
So what in the world, why are you turning away from him now? I'm just curious. I want to sort of understand your thinking.
Okay, I'm not turning away from him. I'm just saying that his age and there are the facts. His tweets didn't bother me, but I just think, you know, how is it? He's going to be almost 80.
Okay,
and
so it's
I
his
just
age.
Think he
All
can
right.
be used.
I got it. It's his age. All right. So you think he's too old? Hey, listen. Everybody gets to opine and believe what you're going to believe. If you watch him on the trail right now, I wish I could keep up with him. Here's a text from South Carolina. Tracy is so right. Can't tell you how many times people I know have said, Trump hurt my feelings. Nikki Haley said the same kind of thing. Listen, let's just let the game come to us. We'll see what the voters are going to decide. But please don't put words in my mouth and accuse me of criticizing somebody who I am all in for. I'm team Republican. We got to get a Republican in the White House. We'll kick it around with my buddy Mark Davis, the Daily M&M Experience, talking to Mark in icy Dallas. And even the weather coverage there comes up. You're not going to want to miss it. It's coming up.
Patriot Mobile text line actually delivered us a musical suggestion for driving advice in the Metroplex from the boys of Foghat. Slow ride, slow down, take it easy. As I think Mike reporting to us from Florida, we are in it's okay, it's not your fault. We are in what appears to be the last day of the throes of Ice right. Mageddon 23.
Can I first state that the best talk show hosts in the world are the best observational humor style hosts? Nobody does this better than you. I'm going to tell you right now, you had me cracking up.
What?
Driving into work, listening to you brilliantly break down TV reporters who say, look, there's ice in the trees.
I know.
I mean, it's the funniest thing because you're so right. And you did it in such a gracious way because these are all your friends and you appear on all the TV stations.
They're doing a good job.
Well, sure,
too.
Because like you said, it's catnip. It's like, oh my gosh, weather. Hey, guess what? It snowed a little bit. Oh, we got a little bit of ice. We've been good. A little bit of ice since the planet was formed, since God formed Earth. We've had a little bit of ice. It's a little bit. It's unbelievable that you played these reports. I ventured out of the house. It's like a nuclear bomb went off. There's nothing left.
Is that a function? Is it a function of, it's been a while, I guess. I can't remember the last time I watched local TV news in Detroit or Minneapolis or Syracuse or anything like that.
Oh, they all do it.
But do they have 12-man, 12-woman team coverage of ice on an overpass?
You bet they do.
In Cleveland?
I travel all the time with my job, and it always cracks me up. A half of inch of snow will turn into Chernobyl. Oh my gosh, there's some snow. And like you said, you played the report and the poor young lady, and you're right, she's doing her good job.
Absolutely.
And they're giving people what they want. Look at the camera. Put the camera up. There's some ice in the trees.
Look up in the trees, there is ice encasing these twigs, and it's capturing the glint of the streetlights in the pre-dawn quiet.
And then they inevitably tilt the camera down, and then they show the ground, and she'll chip away at the ice. Oh, look at the she's breaking new ground here. It's the wildest things. We do it, and we all do it. We have
absolutely.
I mean, every single night, ABC World News Tonight. I don't know what you watch on night. I mean, I go into Fox News mode about 7 or 7:30. But I do
catch those old dinosaurs, and it's funny. And David Muir on World News Tonight.
David Muir is kind of my go-to.
I actually think is a pretty good broadcast.
Yeah, but it's slanted. But it's kind of the one. I don't really watch NBC or CBS, but I watch ABC World News. You can count 3 days out of the week. There'll be the whole first block, the A block as they call it, is weather. It's always weather. It's always good, and it's always, by the way, always headed to the Northeast because that's where they all are.
Exactly.
They all are in
New
York.
That's what makes them care. And they'll always tell you, you'll always get a thing, 40 million people are in the storm zone.
That's right, right. 120 million people are now shivering at 30 degrees. They do these crazy numbers. It's wild.
I have a theory, and I don't want to go conspiratorial, Billy on you here.
Yes.
The reason weather gets, and weather's a big deal. Locally, I understand. I totally get it. Local stations. The reason national stories will often cover droughts, freezes, et cetera, stuff like that. Because I always thought that weather is a local story. Weather is a local story. It gets national coverage so that you and I and everyone will think, wow, the climate really is crazy. And they'll think that our SUVs are doing it.
Oh, inevitably, they'll always have some reporter who gets a little climate change jab in there when they're doing this weather story. They'll always say, well, see, it just shows. But it goes back to what you said. All the research shows that we are transfixed by weather stories. And it's no different on the network level than it is the local level. We ought to be transfixed by a little progressive journalism magazine called Columbia Journalism Review.
Right.
This is something, if a tree falls in the forest and no one's around, does it make a sound? It's so too little, so too late. The Columbia Journalism Review is a progressive magazine. You know, there's nothing conservative about it.
Columbia University, I mean, what you going to do?
They just launched a four-part expose on the American media's Trump-Russia collusion hoax.
No.
And I'm not kidding you, Mark. I mean, I heard Hewitt mention it the other day. Other than Hewitt, nobody's covering this.
Yeah.
Nobody's even talking about it. And it is the mishandling, one of the biggest scandals in the history of America, the way they fixated on trying to take Trump down.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get this guy on. There's a guy, Michael Schellenberger. He's a former progressive. I follow him on Twitter. He's an author. Have you followed him at all? Michael Schellenberger.
It rings a bell, so I think so.
Yeah.
So
I've seen some of his stuff has been on my feed. I'm going to see if I can get him on and talk to him extensively about his analysis of this. But Mark, it's so, and you know what's frustrating? There's nothing that can be done about it. The damage has been done.
Yeah.
I'm going to get this out in the open. I'm going to get this off my chest. I'm going to rip the scab off. Because if I'm getting them, you're getting them. Are you recognizing the lack of support, the changed position of many Trump supporters against Mr. Trump because he's criticizing Ron DeSantis? Because that's what he does.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a definite growing cacophony of criticism being heaped upon Mr. Trump now by former Trump supporters. And I'm hearing them every day. I'm getting emails. I'm getting texts. I'm getting calls.
Okay, real
these
Trump
are real
supporters?
Trump supporters.
Okay,
yes.
Not like
the fake ones.
Turncoats like the former administration.
Nope. That was my first reaction. My first thought was, well, these are just
Mick Mulvaney or
Scaramucci. Mitt Romney. I mean, you know, no. These are. And I'm telling you, Mark, it's real, and you can get mad at me for bringing it up or for pointing it out, but it's something that Trump's got to contend with because, I'm going to say this, his criticism of Ron DeSantis is damaging him. Now, I don't know how else to get around this because I know he is who he is, and this is what he's going to do. He, Ron DeSantis is a political competitor of his, and that's how he views him. He's in the arena. Okay, bring it on. I'm going to give you a nickname. I'm going to say you mishandled the way you responded to COVID, which is, I got to say, as a Floridian, a little jarring to hear DeSantis criticized by President Operation Warp Speed.
And DeSantis ain't having it. And DeSantis pushed back even just yesterday to say, look, please. I mean, I won re-election easily. You didn't.
Right, and without saying calling him out by name, DeSantis is playing it pretty perfectly. But and Trump is too. This is what Trump's going to do. I'm not surprised by it. Most people aren't. However, many people are. I will tell you, I'm surprised at the amount of people who are pushing back now against Donald Trump.
All right, I don't like it either, but I'm going to hold off a little bit on thinking this must mean that he's committing political suicide. How many times have people said, oh, that's it for Trump. Oh, his people are jumping off. I'm going to sit tight and here it goes. Let the game come to me.
Well, I'm not.
A burst of Twitter, a burst of talk show calls, a burst of anything. It's real, but it's anecdotal. I will believe that Trump's attacks on DeSantis are genuinely lethal to his own hopes, to his own campaign, when I see real evidence of it. For now, I think it's just something I don't like, you don't like, makes us uncomfortable, nobody wants to see it, but
I'm not suggesting it's political suicide at all. Like you said, we got a long way to go. Yep. However, this is the most criticism from Trump world that I've ever witnessed, and I hope he recognizes it. He may pivot. He may not.
He may not care. I mean, because my definition of political damage, Democrat, Republican, people I like, people I don't like, my definition of political damage has always been the same. How many people are you losing who used to love you? Are there people who loved you yesterday and now don't love you? That's why Benghazi never hurt Hillary. The emails did a little bit. The Billy Bush Hollywood Access Hollywood tapes never hurt Trump. Yet the definition is: do people who love you all of a sudden not love you anymore?
Right.
By that measure, this is, I'm seeing it a little bit,
and
it's not from people. It's not from people who say we don't like him anymore.
Oh, they love him.
We hated his presidency, but it's making people say, "Thank God for the Trump presidency," but it's time to turn the page.
All right, so now let's go into an even more undesirable chapter. Let's go. Mm-hmm. Let's keep going down this rabbit hole together. How about a scenario where Trump doesn't like all these Republicans coming at him, you know, Nikki Haley, Ron DeSantis, Glenn, who knows who else, decides the Republican Party is insufficiently loyal, and he decides to go third party. And he declares, the Republican Party isn't with me. And I'm saying this because, and I can see it on your face, you know it could happen.
I don't.
It could happen.
Under the umbrella of anything is possible, especially with him, yes, you're right. Anything. I would love, please, Lord, let me be right about this. That in his work, I'm trying to channel Trump and think like him as we often sometimes do, and we're usually pretty good at it because we understand him better than a lot of folks. I think he would rather plow through this field of rivals and plow through the Republican establishment if it seems to be going dark on him, rather than turn tail, run, take his ball, go home, run as an independent. And what that would obviously do is guarantee a Democrat president again.
There'd be no question about it. If he goes that path, it's going to destroy any chance of a Republican getting into the White House. I'm sorry.
For those doubting that, here's it's simple math. If Trump ran independent, would there be millions of people who would follow him? Absolutely, but not enough to win, and still left going for Pompeo or DeSantis or whatever. There would still be millions. It would be split maybe in half of people who went with Trump and people who did not. You split the Republican vote like that, you guarantee a Democrat win.
Now, let me do some dueling text messages, because you and I love the text message feature. You've got yours. I've got mine. I've even got texts from even a friend who listens closely. And so here's a dueling narrative. Listen to this from Dallas. I voted for Trump twice. I love and appreciate him, but I'm rooting for DeSantis this time around. And I believe that Trump going after DeSantis is different this time. It's not 2016. Yeah. Now, it's not different. It's because when you talk about Trump, it's Trump being Trump.
But I agree with the texter, because for some reason, because you had a great example, he sure went after Ted Cruz, and I love Ted Cruz. I was a Cruz guy until Cruz stepped out after the Indiana primary in May of 2016.
Right.
But there is something different. Trump going after Cruz seems like he went after everybody. He was after Cruz and 15 other people. Trump and DeSantis seem singular. DeSantis is the sole repository of millions of voters who love the Trump agenda, yet wonder if he's the guy anymore. There's something dark and foreboding and unpleasant about Trump versus DeSantis. Trump versus Cruz and Trump versus Rubio and Trump versus Christie, that was 2016, a free-for-all.
Right.
This does strike me as different.
Well, and then here's the other text that from a friend of mine who's a diehard Trump supporter like we are. And he said, I want a fighter. I don't believe any strong Trump supporters are abandoning him. Well, you want a fighter? You don't think Ron DeSantis is a fighter?
Okay, I do. I know he is, and you know he is. Do you know who put this, who did the most unbelievable job of this the other day on the TV box? Lindsey Graham. He was on Hannity and said, look, I love DeSantis. I love Pompeo. They're all fantastic. There is no Trump agenda without Trump. You want a guy who you absolutely know can do these things?
That's right. Trump is
that guy. And I'm listening to, again, Lindsey Graham, who's not exactly Rand Paul,
Did you see Tucker last night?
I did.
Oh, my Lord. Did you see him go after Lindsey and try to figure out Lindsey? Now, here's what he says about, now this is fascinating, 60 seconds on this, because this is really intriguing. Mm-hmm. Here's Lindsey Graham, who's all about going to war with Russia, and we've got to be all in with Ukraine. I mean, it's fair to call Lindsey Graham a neocon. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump is the antithesis of neoconservatism.
Yes, he is.
All right? So explain Lindsey Graham's unbridled enthusiastic support, according to, this is the way Tucker describes it, when he's the opposite of everything Trump is.
Well, not everything, because maybe it means that constitutionalist Supreme Court justices and borders and the economy mean more to Lindsey Graham than Ukraine.
Yeah, could be, and I guess so. But on the global stage, they are as opposite as two people could be, and yet there's Lindsey Graham. And you're right; he brilliantly described the failure of Trumpism without Trump. There just isn't another way to do it now. You and I are going to have a heavy lift, because I'm telling you right now, and judging by my text messages right now, oh boy. Here's Fort Worth. Trump is definitely losing votes. He would totally go third party. He doesn't care about the country more than his own ego. Here's somebody listening from Washington State online. You're right. Mark is wrong. My sister and I are diehard Trump supporters. His criticism of DeSantis is unnecessary. He's burned himself. He did this to himself. So what if it's his character? He's toast with us real supporters who have loyalty to other conservative Republicans.
Everybody's saying that I hate the Trump criticism of DeSantis. Hate it. Hate, wish he would stop it. But the notion that he's in the process of immolating his own hopes.
Well, if you go back to your standard.
I don't believe it yet.
If your supporters are turning away from you.
That's not good. Is there damage? Yes, there is. Enough to end his hopes? I don't know. And just to wrap this thing up, I mean, we're the guys sitting here talking about how great DeSantis is. And I love DeSantis, by the way, coming to Dallas for the Dallas County Republican Reagan Day on March 4th. DeSantis on the road.
He's running.
Interesting.
He's running.
I kind of think he is, too. I don't know it until I know it. I would certainly think he is. But again, if you're looking for a Trump-style agenda with DeSantis, there's a guy who looks like he can deliver it. We think he can. There's indications that he can. With Trump, you know he can. You've
always been in the bag for Tavert DeSantis. You've always been a closet DeSantis supporter.
I'm out here telling you I love the guy. Love the guy.
Oh, I get that a lot, too.
I'm letting the game come to me.
All right, and final text. Let's put a lid on it. From Oklahoma, no one inspires Americans like Donald Trump. It's very personal.
Yep.
He has my vote.
Ta-da.
We shall see.
Happy Thursday.
What we've done
for these last few minutes is describe the next 18 months. Welcome to everything. And by the way, last thing, because yesterday you were kind of hemming and hawing, like, oh, I don't know if I should tell everybody what I think about everybody. Yes, you should. It's wonderful.
Nope.
When you and I tell everybody what we think every day, things we like, things we don't like about this entire Republican field.
I am team GOP. We got to get a Republican in the White House.
Absolutely.
We got to figure out how to get there. So,
and that's not hurt by us sharing daily thoughts about pluses and minuses.
Vice President of the Happy to Be Here Club. Yes, you're the Sergeant at Arms. Here we go.
Indeed.
Another day in paradise. All right. Yeah, good luck with the Armageddon there, the Icemageddon.
Thank you so much, Florida man.
Go get some pizza and go get some Doritos.
I will do it. That's Mike Gallagher. He's here for you at 10 on 660 AM The Answer.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn. deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.